It's 1:06 with WXPR News. Good afternoon, I'm Ben Meyer. Republican Tom Tiffany will be Northern Wisconsin's next representative in Congress after defeating Democrat Tricia Zunker in a special election yesterday. Tiffany, a state senator from Minocqua, beat Zunker by about 14 points. He said his first priority will be helping America rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic.
We've been through difficult times. We know how to go out and turn things around, and we will do that again, and I will dedicate myself to get America back up on her feet again.
Tiffany will replace fellow Republican Sean Duffy, who resigned from Congress last year, citing family reasons. Tuesday's election was the second this spring, including in-person voting during the COVID-19 health emergency. A Democrat has not been elected in the district since 2008, when Dave Obey won the last of his 20 terms in Congress. Zunker said following her defeat to Tiffany that the total reflects momentum Democrats now have in the Republican-leaning district. She said she ran on affordable health care, help for small businesses and family farmers, and protecting the environment. Zunker says this is the best a Democrat has done in many years.
We did something that no one thought a Democrat in this district could do, in spite of a global pandemic. We did something incredible despite the fact that legislators refused to switch to mail-in voting to protect the health and safety of Wisconsinites. And we came this close.
Tiffany won a majority of counties, with some northwestern Wisconsin counties going for Zunker. Tiffany will need to run again in November for re-election. There was no word just yet on whether Zunker would return to the race this fall. Mining-related drilling will begin in eastern Oneida County on June 1st, according to a plan Badger Minerals submitted to the county. The company's plans also just got the green light from the DNR. Badger Minerals wants to learn more about what's underground, possibly zinc, copper, lead, silver, and gold. It will drill 8 holes on private property near the Wolf River, working 24 hours a day through parts of June. DNR Integration Services Chief Ben Callen said his agency will be overseeing the work.
We intend to have staff monitoring those activities, not necessarily 24/7, but regularly to ensure compliance.
The health of the nearby Wolf River has been a major concern of many opposed to mining-related activity. But Eric Quigley, a geologist representing Badger Minerals, told WXPR similar drilling has been completed successfully many times in the state, including in Oneida County. He said it's too early to address concerns about a potential full-scale mine without knowing the underground geology. WXPR visited the site yesterday. To see pictures, videos, maps, and documents relating to the project, visit WXPR.org. The company contracted to do Rhinelander's Independence Day fireworks wanted an answer this week, but the Common Council is still mulling whether to have the show and parade because of COVID-19. The fireworks display is held at dusk at Hodag Park and draws thousands of viewers. But the safety of large-scale gatherings are in question. Other communities have canceled holiday activities, including Tomahawk. The fireworks company asked the city to have a response by Tuesday whether they would cancel, but consulting administrator Zach Vruwink said he thought the city could wait on a decision with a minimum penalty.
The decision could be made fairly close to the show, so if you didn't feel like you were in a position to make the determination tonight, pending any further information, the contract actually states otherwise, that while the company may want information tomorrow, it did state that sometime in June you could still make that determination.
Council members felt the situation is still fluid, and before the next meeting in 2 weeks, it could change again. Council tabled any decision until upcoming meetings. Council also approved allowing establishments collecting room tax money to not be penalized if they're getting the collected money to the city late due to the COVID-19 emergency. A limited number of state gun ranges will reopen tomorrow as part of Governor Evers' Badger Bounce Back Plan with special conditions. Ken Kral explains.
8 of the 11 previously closed state-owned ranges will reopen, including the range in Boulder Junction and Kaywood in Vilas County, Hay Creek in Price County, and Snake Track and Northwoods in Iron County. DNR spokesperson Emily Eel says as part of the Safer at Home order, the ranges were closed but now can reopen, but there will be conditions.
Most of the northern shooting ranges are going to be open to the public as normal under regular shooting hours. We're planning to have a few staff go in and check, see how the crowds are and whether people are able to follow social distancing requirements and stay safe.
Eel says capacity limits may be in place. She says expect some facilities to limit the number of shooters on the range or in the clubhouse to ensure social distancing. In addition, some facilities will not allow shooters inside closed buildings. She says all visitors are encouraged to bring their own personal protective equipment, such as face masks, gloves, and sanitizer, to the range to prevent gatherings. People waiting to utilize the range due to space availability are encouraged to wait in their vehicles. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
And looking at our forecast this afternoon, we'll get to a high of 58 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Tonight, showers, low around 43. That chance of showers lingers into tomorrow, but our high will reach 65 degrees, then 64 on Friday. You're listening to WXPR News.